With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. announces the arrest of one of the top MS-13 gang members in the U.S. in a city just south of Washington, D.C.
He is an illegal alien from El Salvador, and he will not be living in our country much longer. He's in custody this morning. One of the top leaders right here near our nation's capital.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, the suspect was charged with illegal gun possession after agents found several firearms during a search of his home. The Trump administration is revoking hundreds of student visas. Thursday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said 300 or more student visas were being revoked as the White House goes after those who support terror group Hamas. Rubio called these students lunatics and said his team is working on repealing more student visas. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator John Husted says he wants to balance the budget and Congress should take a serious look at the way some programs are being managed.
I mean, let's face it. I don't know why, like on programs, for example, SNAP, which is a program to help poor people buy food, that we pay for the very things that make them obese and unhealthy. There's no reason that the federal government should do that anymore.
He said healthcare is the single biggest sector where inflation is hurting the U.S. economy. He spoke with Salem Radio Network. King Charles was briefly hospitalized Thursday due to side effects of his cancer treatment. Britain's ruler has been undergoing treatment since he was diagnosed with an unspecified form of cancer last year. Buckingham Palace says that he spent a short time under hospital observation on Thursday afternoon, but has since returned home. As a precaution, his engagements Friday have been rescheduled. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating a Portland, Oregon school district over allowing a athlete to compete in girls' sports, a male athlete.
The Department of Education said it was investigating whether the school district's actions violated Title IX, a 1972 law barring sex discrimination in education. School officials maintain they are in compliance, but the administration said it received a complaint of a high school transgender athlete competing in girls' track and field over the last two seasons. Last month, President Trump signed an order to keep biological males out of girls' and women's sports. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for over $72,000. The historical text, dating back to around 1815, thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. This is SRN News. Average U.S. mortgage rate declined slightly this week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.65%. This decline follows two straight weekly increases. The rate averaged just above 7% as recently as mid-January, but has been mostly coming down since then. When mortgage rates drop, they give home buyers more purchasing power. That's good news for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
The woman who murdered Tejano superstar Selena is denied parole. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says Yolanda Saldivar did not pass her parole review process. It'll be 30 years to the day Monday that Saldivar shot and killed the singer at a hotel in Corpus Christi. Saldivar was the president of Selena's fan club, and the star just found out that she was embezzling from her. Saldivar is now 64 and is serving a life sentence for Selena's murder. More details at srnnews.com.